Now, good morning. Today we begin with a dramatization.
911, what's your emergency?
Yes, ma'am, I'm out here. I'm watching a tractor go up and down the field, and there's no driver. The driver must have fallen off. You better get somebody out here to see what's going on. Somebody may be hurt.
So the sheriff runs out there to see what's going on.
It's happened on numerous occasions when we're out in a field performing a field operation, and the police show up.
That's Craig Rupp, the CEO of a company called Sabanto.
We are taking autonomy into agriculture.
Essentially, Sabanto takes regular tractors and turns them into robots, tilling fields, planting, and other field operations nonstop, 24/7, no driver needed. In fact, the farmer can
go to bed at 10 o'clock and wake up at 6 in the morning, and it's still hard at it. And she worked all night long.
Yes, he said she. They attach female names to their tractors, and the one we're talking about is Molly. But back to the police, what did they say when they showed up?
It's funny, when they pull in, they see us. You know, we have laptops, we're monitoring, and I think they know something's going on here, something unique, and it doesn't look like an emergency.
And those driverless tractors attract a lot of looky-loos.
I swear, it's every 15 minutes, you know, people stop on the road, just a revolving door of farmers driving by, and then they pull in, and they want to see the system, they want to, you know, learn more about what we're doing.
Have you thought about putting a mannequin in the tractor seat?
You know, that thought did cross her mind.
Craig Rupp, CEO of Sabanto, S-A-B-A-N-T-O.
It's Japanese for servant.
From the farm to your belly, today is National Keto Day. It's also National Whipped Cream Day. That's the business of food on 720 WGN.